Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Snowbound and starving, the Donner Party had stumbled into a hell of their own making, an abyss from which many would never return. Michael Wallace. Welcome to Grimley.
I mean, famous people do some weird shit.
Maybe it is real and there was a... If we're going to break up, this is how we're going to do it.
Maybe.
It's sort of like...
Like a prenuptial...
It's like if you're going to publicly date somebody, you basically have effectively have entered a contract, not completely unlike being married.
Yeah, totally. You're not wrong. It's like almost like a prenup for dating.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whatever. Anyway, bless them.
Yeah, I mean, like, I want to talk about Taylor Swift because I don't want people to hate us. Swifties are...
Oh, you have something bad to say about her?
No, it's just the obsession.
Well, it's a lot. Yeah, I'm sort of mostly indifferent.
Me too.
Erring on the side of, why not?
No,
not
I mean,
a huge
like...
fan.
Yeah.
Like a couple songs.
Right.
Could really care less about the football boyfriend, truly, or them as a couple. It's, yeah, cool, whatever.
Right. But, I mean, he's an attractive man. She's an attractive woman. Like, let them just like do their thing.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have to be together forever.
No.
Like, it's fine. They can just date for a while.
Yeah, or more. Who knows?
Or more.
I don't really care.
Yeah, I really don't either. But like, you know. Swifties are a different breed.
Well, a lot of them, my niece really likes Taylor Swift. Like, really likes her. And I think it's very wholesome. I'm just like, fuck, I've said too much. Really likes Taylor Swift. So, like, there's their young girlies and their older ladies and their the gays and theys, and generally most people like her.
Yeah, no.
Because what's not to like?
She's got a massive fan base. I'm glad she votes blue.
It's fine.
So.
It's all fine.
Yeah, it's all fine. It's fine. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Harmless, mostly harmless.
Have you watched the documentary?
The Taylor Swift documentary?
No, they call him mostly harmless.
No.
That's on HBO.
Oh.
It's good.
What is it about?
It's about a...
I was making a joke.
No, I wasn't.
I was being ironic.
It just, like, that popped in my brain. I just watched it recently. So it's about a hiker that was...
Yes, I have.
The one that was found in the tent. And
yes, I didn't watch the documentary, but I heard a podcast. No. Okay, so True Crime Obsessed is a podcast.
Oh, yes.
And they recap true crime docs and stuff.
Yeah.
And so I feel like I've seen it because I heard them recap it, but I actually haven't seen it.
Okay, yeah. No, it's an interesting story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Complicated.
It's weird.
They called him Mostly Harmless is what it's called?
Yes, they called him Mostly Harmless. It's an HBO Max.
It's not the worst thing that's been said about Taylor Swift. That she's mostly harmless.
I was like, what? Going back to Taylor Swift. This is episode 3 today, guys. Mm. This is Grimley.
Welcome to Grimley.
I am Missy.
Oh, and I'm May. And we talked about Taylor Swift.
We talked about Taylor Swift. But I'm just letting you know that this is episode 3 today.
Episode 3 and part 2 of the horror story that is the Donner Party.
Yeah, and so we're off the rails. Are we off the rails yet?
It started really
teetering.
Yeah, like an axle was broken on the last one.
But I'm just like...
So it's not going great. Yeah, we're stalled.
I mean, we're not going great. We're fine.
Okay.
We can get this mountain pass.
Okay, slowly, we're going to do this.
Slowly,
yeah.
Kicking and screaming, but we'll get through it. Okay.
You're doing great, by the way.
Thank you so much. Okay, so where we left off. Meg, do you know? I'm actually genuinely curious if you know where we left
off. Okay, because it was just a matter of minutes ago. Yeah, I think I was pretty outraged.
Yes.
That they had decided that they were so starving that they were no longer going to wait for people to die and that the better choice was to murder their Native American friends and guides.
Yes.
And when they got wind, these indigenous folk left.
Yes.
The party. They hunted them down, or at least one bitch did, probably with the support of everyone else, shot them. I don't know if you said dispatched or prepared was not a way I want to a spokesperson to be spoken about, but it might have been the word that was used. And then they ate them also.
Yes, they ate them. This is that is the Forlorn Hope Party, which is the party that is dispatched to go get help for the rest of the Donner Party, which is up at Truckee Lake. So that's where we left off. The end. That is the ending of December 1846.
Okay, late December?
End of December.
Okay. After Christmas?
After Christmas.
Okay. Jeez.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not a good holiday.
No.
It's the worst holiday season probably since Walmart's Black Friday. Okay. We're now going to get into January of 1847 with the Donner Party.
God, January.
January. Yeah.
It's the worst.
It's like we are in winter.
January literally fucking sucks. So mad.
Meg's birthday is in January. And she really hates having a January birthday.
I think there's very little good things about that. Take your stage. Apart from whatever, it's just like the month that it's supposed to feel, it's like really against, I don't know, like nature to be like, it's the first most refreshed. We're supposed to be feeling refreshed mm-hmm. and everything in my life is supposed to be all of a sudden different. And it gets dark at 4:30 and it's been dark for months and it's cold. And I don't know how I'm supposed to feel like fresh and renewed in my best self in fucking January. And
then holidays are over.
Yeah. And then it's my birthday. And it's going to be cold and wet for more months. I don't know. That's just this is a very
really
specific
wish I could have recorded your fucking face when you said it. Then it's my birthday.
It's just like, if it wasn't my birthday, it would still be a shitty month. It's yeah. Like the worst birthday month.
Aquarius is unite.
You know, at least it is the worst in this part of the world. It's opposite somewhere else.
It's opposite summertime. In the southern hemisphere. It's summertime.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, it's why you usually go out of town for your birthday.
I'm going to hop, skip down to Australia next time.
Right?
Yeah. Or it probably does feel like after Christmas, after holidays, it's summertime.
It's hot as
fuck. I'm my best self.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Maybe that's in September, so it's a weird middle ground between fall and summer.
You mean January? Oh, your birthday in September. Birthday. Oh, sorry. Yeah. Yeah. I think it's nice though.
Yeah.
It is.
It's, yeah. It's just always sometimes a little difficult to determine how we've already talked about this and you got so annoyed with me when I said it.
The weather?
Yeah.
Oh, is it? You mean you have the hope that it could be really nice and beautiful? And mostly it is.
This is why they didn't want to say it.
Oh, okay. We're not talking about our birthday.
We're not talking about our birthday.
All right, so what's next on this horror show?
Forlorn Hope Party does probably a step above the unspeakable, and they kill two Miwok indigenous peoples named Luis and Salvador. They kill them, they eat them. Okay, we're getting there. So, Forlorn Party kind of sucks.
Not necessarily. They're struggling, yes.
And they're struggling.
They've lost their humanity at
worst
this
point. Worst case scenario, they're trying to figure it out. Yeah, it's like not great.
Desperate measures.
Yeah. However, they did manage to make it to an area called the Johnson Ranch in Sacramento Valley on January 19th, 1847.
Okay, so it sounds like they made it. I mean, Sacramento Valley is pretty
far.
Far, and like it sort of flattens out. They have airports mm-hmm. there, so.
Yeah, yeah.
That's not in the mountains anymore.
This is how they do it. So this happens because literally a few days after killing Luis and Salvador to eat them, the group reaches a Miwok tribe settlement.
No.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
So they killed these two indigenous people and then they get to the tribe that they probably were a part of.
Probably.
Probably. The Miwok tribe is shocked with how these people look.
Wow, they must have looked...
They still look fucking not good.
Rough.
Rough. I mean, they literally have been, like, walking through a mountain pass for a month.
Okay.
Almost. So, the tribe gives them acorns, pine nuts, and grass to eat. And they're trying to do it, like, minimally.
Yeah, because, to not overwhelm the system.
Yeah, they want to overwhelm their system. Jesus. Like, also, because you're not supposed to give someone starving
Yeah.
Like a huge feast. You're supposed
How
to like
they know that.
Dude, indigenous peoples know way more than we do.
Yeah. Of course. I mean, just like anybody, I'm just like, how would you fucking know that? Now we know, but like.
Right. Yeah. During this time, it's like, it's very fascinating, but it's true. Like they knew. They knew like to only give small amounts.
Yeah.
A few days after getting to the Miwok camp, William Eddy, which was the guy who was kind of opposed.
Yeah. He's the one that warned them.
Yeah. He was the one that warned Luis and Salvador. He's also like, I really don't want to eat people. But then like eventually he had to. So he pushes on with the help of a few Miwok tribe members. That is when he reaches the Sacramento Valley. So that we're kind of like going a little bit backwards.
Sure.
So
okay.
They get to the settlement in the valley along the Sierra Nevadas. The Miwok tribe helps the group a little bit. William Eddy with the Miwok people, a couple of them, they go to Sacramento Valley and they get help. The journey of the forlorn party had taken approximately 33 days, so a month.
Wow.
Of them like going through snow.
Okay, not terrible. I mean, yeah, they're moving a lot faster like on foot like this than they would with
wagons.
The wagons, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, like, and they also, they did make themselves snowshoes, so there's that as well.
Like, I don't know how long I expected it to take. That's a long time, though.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, like, going from a mountain lake down to a valley at the base of a mountain.
And you're the rescue party.
And you're the rescue party.
And, like, everyone else is already eating the roof.
Yeah.
And you've been gone a month.
And you're eating your, like, bandmates, essentially, at this point. Yes. It's not good.
But, like, what's happening back there?
Yeah, I mean, like, I'm sure that's probably a lot of it, too. They're like, fuck, like, if we're doing this down here, what are they doing up there?
What are they doing? Yeah. Are they even still alive?
Yeah, absolutely.
Who's still left?
So, even though the party had reached this area, a rescue was not on the main agenda because in some real bad luck for the Darner party, the Mexican-American War was fully raging during this time.
Wow. Bad timing.
Yeah. This meant that any and all resources that could have been sent to save the trapped travelers were being spent on the current war effort.
Mm.
Because the Mexican-American War is a big reason why we have California as a state in the United States now. So it's kind of on the front lines of a war.
Okay.
Not good for this party. We were trying to get rescued.
I don't really know that much about the Mexican-American War.
You know, it's a lot of the Manifest Destiny bullshit. It's a lot of, like, we're going to take, I think the Alamo was part of that.
Yeah, I mean, I grew up in the Southwest, too.
Yeah.
I mean, like, before I would have had education that would have taught me about this, but, like, I don't have a goddamn clue.
It's a lot of, like, American colonialism just pushing, like, the Mexican people out of their fucking land and taking it over.
Gross.
It's very gross. I think probably all the way up to, like, Wyoming. If I'm correct. I took a lot of AP history classes in high school because I, at one point, wanted to be a history teacher.
Really?
Huh. Yeah.
Honestly, kind of are.
This is
in your spare time, I am
the worst history teacher ever. But you know what? We're having a good time. Okay, so another shitty part of this whole situation is that any rescue efforts to go up and help the Donner Party couldn't save all of them at the same time. So that means that they're going to go up there and they're going to be like, some of you have to stay. Besides the current war effort at the time, it was still in the middle of winter and wagons could not be brought up to Truckee Lake to transport everyone who was trapped. Also, rescuers, they couldn't, like, carry extra supplies, really, because
it's so rough.
Because it's so rough.
The terrain is,
they can't have a wagon.
So
anything, they brought, they really had to use themselves.
But right.
They could bring some extra provisions.
Yikes. Okay.
So it's
rough.
It's not like they can bring them up like a bunch of food.
You can't helicopter.
No.
In any aid.
There's no helicopters. There's no ATVs. There's no snowmobiles.
Yeah.
It's a whole lot of nothing.
Yikes. Horses? Can't you put...
Horses can't go through 8 feet of snow. Maybe a Clydesdale. Maybe.
You're right. That's a lot of snow.
It's not. It's too much snow.
Shit.
Yeah. It's not good. Remember the log or the stump I showed you last time?
Yeah.
That was a fucking tall ass stump, not log.
I guess in my head it's just like it gets compacted and but
it was still constantly snowing though.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like it's a mountain pass. Like it's a middle of winter. It's just gonna snow all the time.
Yeah.
That's the hard part too. Okay. So we're gonna get into the first rescue mission.
Good. All right.
Yeah. A little bit more of
So there's a fucking light. Some dim little light.
Right, yeah. Like the Forlorn Hope Party, as much as they suck.
They did what they went they did sought what out they to, set do.
To do. Yeah. Like they lost some people, they ate some people. It's not good.
Let's keep going. Let's just keep going.
Okay.
It's just like it becomes a little too casual.
It does. The more and more we talk about it.
Yeah.
Okay. Like, first of all, I think about myself in this situation. If I'm actively dying and you're alive, mostly more than me, hopefully, just fucking eat me.
Oh, okay.
Here's like, that's like the logic there. Like, we're stuck somewhere. There's no food.
Yeah.
We're both starving to death. Mm-hmm. I'm going to probably die first. Don't kill me, but like, just.
I know. At a certain point, you might want to be like, go ahead.
Yeah, maybe. There's that too.
I don't know.
Like,
no, I'm not going to hold it against you in my ghostly state.
However, if you do eat me in the, like a scenario like
live?
This. And live. Any other time you like try a new dish or something, you have to say, this is delicious, but Missy was better.
Okay. Okay. I'm supposed to lie to the memory of you?
Yeah.
Wow. Because we know that's not true. There is no seasoning. They had run out of salt millions of miles ago. It's the worst meal they've ever had, except that
I know
they have to eat it. So it's like,
I don't care though.
It's just animalistic at that point. Yeah,
you're just going to have to say it.
I literally am trying never to think about what you taste like ever again, to be honest.
I don't care.
Oh my God. Can't do it. Can't do it.
If you don't do it, I'm going to haunt you for the rest of your life.
Ooh.
I'm going to haunt you. I'm going to haunt your digestional tract.
Okay, by nature of haunting my digestive tract, like, is it, which way are we going? Constipation or the other way? What's the horror?
I'm going to give you the worst case scenario that's symptomatic to the situation
Okay. I'm driving to work, definitely shitting.
Yeah.
Honestly, that's the worst case scenario in every situation.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
There's no way.
I'm going to do it to you the worst way possible.
All right. Fuck. All right. Then I'll say the lie.
Say the fucking lie.
I'll say it.
In this hypothetical, really fucked up situation.
It's a nightmare.
It's all nightmares. Okay.
Okay, so they've reached. Okay,
we're on the first rescue mission.
The rescue mission. Okay, yes. God. Okay.
All right.
God help us. Fuck.
Seriously. Okay, so with the current war effort going on, only 3 men volunteered to make the trek up to Truckee Lake to save the people of the Donner Party. There's also the factor, like, there's only 3 people, but, like, also, you could die on the way up.
Mm, for sure.
So during this time, our man, James Reed.
No way. He's still alive?
Huh. He is in San Jose. And he is trying to raise awareness that a rescue mission was needed to save the Donner Party.
How did he know? He's just like, they didn't make it. Well, something I think bad
this happened? This is after. Well, there's also like something bad has happened. And this is also when the Forlorn Hope Party got. Down.
But, like, what was he doing over there? He just was like, he was waiting for his family to show up.
Yeah.
Okay, fine.
He has a whole other journey. It's not very cool. It's not very relevant to the story.
Okay.
He goes to, a fort, the fort. He hears some stuff about the fort. Goes to San Jose. He's waiting.
So he's sort of keeping tabs on what
they're
doing.
Trying to keep tabs. Yeah.
Stressful.
It's very stressful. Okay. Because his family's up there.
And he was one of the leaders.
He's one of their leaders. Mm-hmm. He got banished because he killed somebody.
Okay. And he's just, all right. So he's waiting for his family to show up.
Yeah. Yeah. Yikes. So he's trying to raise awareness that there's a rescue mission needed.
All right.
So this is actually gaining some traction. And then a petition had started to enlist the U.S. Navy to send men up to help the Donner Party And then two local newspapers wrote articles talking about how these people were led to cannibalism in order to survive the winter. And this is all coming from the Forlorn Hope Party at okay. this point. Mm-hmm. So there's some traction happening in San Jose, thankfully. There was also a fundraiser being set up by the people of Yerba Buena, the original settlement of San Francisco.
Wow, okay.
Which was mostly inhabited by migrants from Spain and Mexico.
So wow, they, Spain and Mexico, okay.
Mm-hmm, yeah, they were trying to raise some funds for these people. And they raised $1,300
seems
in
like a lot.
1846.
A lot, yeah.
Do you want to guess how much it is today?
$260,000.
You're off.
Okay, let me try again.
Okay.
$16,000.
Closer. Third time's charm?
$28,000.
$43,000.
Oh, okay. That's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money.
But there's a lot of people up there, or at least they think once upon a time there were.
Yeah, so this money was used to establish two camps that would be used by the rescue parties. So they're going to, like, set up two camps down in Bear Valley, and the camps would also supply a chain of, like, food supplies, whatever, to help with the effort to save the Donner Party.
Smart, smart, yeah.
Yeah, so, like, this is, like, the base camp, setting people up. Bringing people down as like, you know, as like,
we're closer.
We're trying to establish some resources right here.
Yes.
You can't establish resources up there, obviously.
Yeah.
The first rescue party sets off from Sacramento Valley on February 4th. So that means they had been up there for 3 months.
Since October, I thought.
End of October. So in the group, William Eddy is.
Yeah, 3 months.
3 months, yeah. So William Eddy is in this group, but he stays back at Bear Valley because he's just, like, not strong enough to climb up back up to Truckee Lake. He's still, like, recovering from traveling down. February 18th, a 7-man rescue party climbs up Fremont Pass, which is now called Donner Pass, to where Eddy described where the cabins will be by the lake. So he was like, here's your route. Here's where the cabins will be. The rescuers shout out towards the cabins where an emaciated Mary Murphy pops up from the snow like daisies.
Goddamn nightmare.
Sorry.
Because it was scary, like, for the natives. We're like, what the fuck? And she pops up. God.
Oh, man. I think of the first episode. You didn't watch Game of Thrones, right?
I wasn't a religious fan.
I think of the first episode of the Game of Thrones series where they're like in the snow and this like girl shows up out of nowhere. It's just like one of those moments.
Yeah.
And so Mary Murphy asks, are you men from California or do you come from heaven? She's like, am I dead? Finally.
Like someone is here.
Someone's here.
Definitely the best day ever.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Like, I can only imagine. At this point, all three cabins were buried in snow. The oxhide roofs that had not been consumed had begun to rot and left a horrible smell at the camp.
Oh, God.
Also, just everyone go in the bathroom, right?
Sure. Just so much.
It's just a lot of not good smells. 13 people at the camp were dead.
Okay.
The bodies had been loosely buried in the snow, some with obvious signs of having strips removed to be consumed.
So everyone had the same idea.
I mean, you get to a point, I guess.
Oh, sure.
It's just like...
We're animals. We're wired to survive.
It's like you and me, baby, eat nothing but mammals.
You and me, baby. Exactly. It's a travel song. I hate it.
But yet, I know all the words.
It is an assault on my mind. To know and hear it every time. It's just so offensive and terrible.
So what you're saying is it's our karaoke song?
Ew, Vom. Absolutely not. No. If somebody puts that on karaoke, I'm leaving immediately.
Okay, good to know.
Okay. I'm throwing a tomato and then I'm leaving.
Why a tomato?
It's a classic boo.
Okay.
It's a classic boo fruit.
Boo fruit.
Yes. People are being booed.
Yeah, people get thrown
tomatoes.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Okay, I'm sorry. I shouldn't say anything. Okay. Can you tell this is episode three? three of the rescuers trek down to the Donner camp, where they bring back four children and three adults.
Okay.
George Donner stayed at the camp because he had a wound on his arm that
he
turned,
better stay back.
Well, it turned gangrenous.
Okay, and you're the one who got us here, so you can be the last one to leave.
I mean, I already the Hastings got you there.
He's also the one that made the decision, like,
I know.
To do it.
It just sucks.
He doesn't get to leave first.
It's fair. He doesn't. So the gangrenous wound is so painful that he couldn't make the trip even back up to the cabins.
Ouch.
Yeah.
I mean, that's bad. He's probably going to die.
Gangrene is real nasty.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. The first rescue mission brought 23 people back down from Truckee Lake.
That's, wow. Yeah. I mean, that's a lot. It's huge.
It's a huge group.
They're lucky to be alive.
How do you, yeah. So that's leaving 21 people up at the cabins.
Okay, so about half of them got
it. Yeah, and 12 people at Donner Camp.
Okay. Ooh, all right.
Three people died on the way down to Bear Valley. And there was actually a moment where they went 4 days without food because one of the food caches left by the rescuers was raided by animals.
Oh my God.
It's just like,
so there are animals out there. But
yeah.
Like,
yeah. Probably, like, I don't know. Like, but like, this is probably like halfway up, you know, this isn't like at the top.
Sure. That's fair.
And this is like every fucking moment there's something else. So on the way down, the first rescue party ran into the second rescue party on the way up.
Yeah.
The second group included James Reed, who saw his wife, Margaret.
Really? On the way down?
Yeah. Who was in the first rescue group.
Yeah.
It is said that Margaret collapsed when she heard James's voice.
I'm sure she did.
He was dead.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
She's like, oh my God, you're alive. I'm almost dead.
I mean, yeah. Like, very emotional.
Very emotional.
Yeah.
Like,
and he's like, at this point, fuck it. The rules don't matter anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. Like,
I'm here to help.
You can't really, like, am I going to be convicted of murder when you ate people?
I'm glad they got to see each other.
Yeah. Right? Totally.
Yeah.
It's just, I also just think about, like, how do you choose who goes down?
I don't know.
I guess the most, maybe, like, the most sick?
Maybe. Yeah.
But, like, are they just, like, the most likely to die at this point, though?
I don't think there's a right answer.
I don't think there's a right answer.
But, like,
realistically, it'll be, like, just send all the kids down.
Yeah.
You know, first.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't sound like they did that.
Okay.
Maybe the people who were, like, the strongest and could actually make the trip is kind of what it seems like.
I don't know. It's not an easy decision, but...
It's not an easy decision.
They made some, it sounds like.
It's a very sucky decision.
Mm-hmm.
March 1st, the second rescue party arrives at Truckee Lake. James Reed was reunited with his daughter Patty and his son Tommy, who was noticeably weak, but he was still alive.
Wow.
Which means the mom left the kids up there.
Maybe they were sick.
Maybe.
I don't know.
But, like, send your daughter down to stay with your son?
Maybe it's random. Maybe they're just, like, grabbing
like a lottery?
People.
I don't know. It's very weird. It just seems like...
It's weird that you wouldn't go with your kids or stay with your kids.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
I would maybe send one of the kids in my place and stay with my other children.
Like, I don't even have children. I would do that.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'd send my dog.
Maybe
down
she
first.
Was really, really sick.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Between the first and second search parties, no one had passed away in that time at Truckee Lake. But that doesn't mean that some of the people staying at the cabins had not eaten some of the previously passed away travelers. The situation at Donner Camp was much worse and dire. So when the search party arrives at Donner Camp, they spot a man carrying a human leg. When they made their presence known and, like, kind of shouted out to the man, he tossed the leg into a shallow pit. And the pit contained the dismembered body of Jacob Donner.
Not
good. Jacob's wife, Elizabeth, refused to eat her husband's body, but their children were surviving off the nourishment of eating their father's organs.
Okay, maybe they don't know.
Yeah, best case scenario, they don't know.
Mm-hmm. Like, depends on how old the kids are.
Yeah, this is just some organ meat. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
George Donner was extremely ill at this time with this gangrenous infection spreading. It's, like, gotten up to his shoulder at this point.
And where was... It was his leg?
His arm.
Oh, his arm. Okay.
It was, like, on his arm. Like, okay. I think on his forearm. And the wound... The infection's just spreading at this point.
I mean, you've got, like, honestly, hours sometimes. Like,
yeah, sometimes, yeah. Bad. And at this point, it was evident that the group had consumed three other people between the time of the first and second rescue party.
Wow. So, because they're a ways away.
Yeah. So, they're like down to this creek. Mm-hmm. So, they're not doing good. Like, no one's doing good, but they're like seeming a little more dire. 17 people were evacuated from the second rescue party. Only three people in this group were adults. The rest were children. Three people died during the trip back down, including 2 5-year-old children named Isaac Donner, one of the Donner kids, and Franklin Ward Graves Jr., which, if you remember, Graves is one of the first guys, Patrick Graves, in the Forlorn Hope Party. Mm-hmm. He told his daughters he eat him.
Right, okay.
It's one of his kids. I think. Yeah, one of his younger kids.
It sounds like the sisters made it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this leaves 5 people left at Truckee Lake, including small children. At the Donner camp, George Donner's wife, Tamsin, decides to stay behind with her 3 daughters to help the ailing George because they were informed that there was a 3rd and final rescue party right behind them.
Got it.
So Tamsin's like, okay, I'm going to stay here with George.
If there's only 5 people, they all have to go. If there's 5 people left, we're fucking piggybacking. Like, you're coming. We're not making a 3rd dangerous trip up here for 5 people.
Yeah, one of the children left up there was like 4 years old.
Yikes. You cannot leave just 4 people behind. That's insane.
Like, why am I not going to take the 4-year-old with us?
Yeah.
It's wild. I don't get it. William Foster and William Eddy, so they were the 2 of the survivors of the Forlorn Hope Party. William Foster is the guy that shot Luis and Salvador.
Yeah, I didn't like him.
Yeah, he's not great, but
he's part of the reason that they survived long enough to rescue everyone else. And the murder's inexcusable.
Yeah. So he is in the 3rd rescue party.
Okay.
They arrive at Truckee Lake on March 14th. To find their remaining children dead and consumed.
Their children.
They're coming back up there. They're like, hopefully they're still there. They're still okay.
And they're who's like, taking care of them?
Just people up there. They were hoping.
Jesus.
It's not really clear when their kids died. But like, they just know that like the kids were up there and they were consumed at some point.
Got it. Maybe they just didn't know. This is when they found out.
Yeah. Okay. This is when they found out that like their kids have been dead and they were kind of lost.
Okay.
Yeah.
God, the way you just keep repeating prepared and consumed, it's just awful.
Is it better than saying cannibalized?
Nothing is good, but
it's not good either way.
Consumed
anyway.
Feels so, I don't know, like wrong.
So does eaten.
Ugh.
Consumed.
It's like
eaten,
a fancier version. Consumed. It feels like more polite.
Listen.
It's very polite.
Is it polite?
Mm-hmm.
I just feel like it's the least blow to
the
gut.
Yeah, okay.
I'm not trying to be polite. I'm just trying to, like, you know, ease your way into this moment.
Yes, let's tread lightly at this point.
Yes, at this point, let's tread lightly.
We need to tread really lightly.
I already told you would eat me, but I'm going to haunt you. But we can tread lightly now.
Okay, so these 2 guys come back. They're like, fuck, our kids didn't make it.
No, our kids didn't make it. They have been eaten.
Awful. It's fucked up.
It's so fucked.
Fucked.
Yeah. Tamsin Donner was physically able at this point to walk down to Bear Valley, but she opted to continue to stay with her husband, George, who was the guy with the gangrene.
Okay.
The commitment to this man, this woman has.
Listen, first of all, Tamsin is a cool last name.
Tams is a great name.
I like it.
Yeah.
That's all I have to say. She sounds like a down ass bitch, clearly.
Truly.
Abroad.
Mm-hmm.
I trust Tamsin.
I would not stay.
I would not stay. If my husband was like giving me those eyes, like, stay with me, I'd be like, how fucking dare you?
You're like, listen, girl, goodbye, good luck, get laid, get fucked.
You're the reason we're here.
Yeah.
You were the leader of
this shit show. I'm leaving you to this shit show. I am getting out.
No, and like, you should cut. I'll drag you.
I'll cut off your arm?
The arm should have been removed. But it doesn't seem like they had any doctors. It's like, no one has medical training here. Why did nobody in the caravan have medical training?
Farmers.
Sorry, but like, we gotta do some, like, we gotta learn. Yeah. Send one of the children off to medical school before we decide to head out west.
Send the 5-year-old off to medical school so he could become a doctor at 12.
Send him, like, God, it's just crazy. It's
Listen, crazy. After he send the 5-year-old off, he learns how to do amputees.
Yes, he needs
amputations at 7.
Stick your arm out the door in the snow and let's burn the bitch off.
Yeah.
Right. With the coldness. No. Freeze it off.
Some freezer burn.
I don't know. I just think, I don't know. No, it's bad.
So like, yeah, cut the arm off, stick it in the snow after you cut it off.
After you cut it off?
Yeah, you kind of stick it, maybe like.
Okay. What, you mean a nub in the snow?
Yeah.
Oh no, this is so bad. We have to stop.
Stick the arm in the snow. Let it get numb.
Then you cut it.
Then you take it off.
Yes.
But then you put it back in the snow to keep it from, like, bleeding out. Right?
Oh, you mean, like, what's left?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and get, then like, you a get frostbite.
Yeah, put, like, a... Put like
Who
a,
knows?
Put, like, I, what, put one of the leather straps you haven't eaten around the arm.
A trusted...
Stick that in the snow.
Camp doctor in the late 1800s.
Yeah, could be the camp you. Doctor in this goddamn building.
Mm-hmm.
Because clearly we're
not. No, I trust you did it. You just did it.
Yeah, I did. Did mm-hmm. I?
Camp medicine.
That's not good if I didn't
want to. Wildly offensive also.
Yeah. Sorry, guys.
Terrible. It's a terrible plan. And the whole thing is a goddamn
All
nightmare.
All of it is terrible.
Let's keep going. Let's get this over with, please. God. I want it to end. So do they.
They really
Except
do.
Except not Tamsin. She's like, I'm here.
Tamsin's
I'm ready
like,
for
I'm
more.
I'm going to stay in this mountain. I must stay in
she
this
She loves this man.
The commitment.
She must have been the one that was like, no, let's do the shortcut. I really want to get... She must have been
Oh,
low
my
key.
God. Is she the one behind
She's
it?
Guilty.
She's like, let's take Hastings cut off.
No, I think trust we can do this it. Man. She had him. She was like, yeah, we got this. We can
I wonder
this.
If Lawrence Hastings was like hot. Like, looked like a Harry Cavill.
Mm.
He's like charismatic and like
And
attractive.
Untrustworthily attractive. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
It's suspicious.
Yeah.
Suspiciously attractive and in therefore he's a flim-flam liar.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. He definitely was.
All right.
Okay, so
she stays.
She commits to staying, even though she was informed that this would be the last rescue mission until the spring.
Wait, so if you come, you don't come with us now?
No one's coming until spring.
Why couldn't they just both go?
Because he couldn't move. George couldn't move.
You had to be able to walk?
I think so.
And, like, she sent her kids down?
Yes.
And she's like, I'm going to stay with him. Do they... Oh, God.
It's fucked.
You know what it is, though? Like, that's, like, partnership, honestly.
Truly.
Wow. So just the two of them now?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I don't like it.
This is what...
I'm just like...
This is what the politicians talk about when they're like, we want to bring back... The unit, the family unit.
Who's going to take care of your children?
Exactly.
Like, what kind of husband's not like, get the fuck out of here?
Absolutely.
Immediately.
Leave me behind. I am fucked.
Yes.
Go. Take the kids and go, please.
She was like, no. Because you know he's going to die. He's died gangrene in the 1800s?
He's actively dying.
Ma'am.
Like, do you think he's going to get better?
She cannot have thought he was going to get better. She just didn't want him to die alone because she loved him.
Which is sad. Like be like, okay, I'm going to come with you. Let's bring my husband up with the other people. So
Can't we just drag him along until he dies and then we can leave? Like,
I don't know. I truly don't know.
The whole
Why?
Thing.
So they had pistols. Why wasn't George? Sorry, going to be morbid, but like George was like, just,
end it now.
Let's just get this over with.
So I know, it's a little melodramatic, to be
honest.
It's
very dramatic. It's very tragic. But, like, it's just, you're in this situation. You're like, just end it so you can go without feeling guilty.
I can't understand why. Yeah.
She decided to say.
Because the shoulder's not very far from your heart.
Yeah,
it's not very far from your brain.
Not very far from your femoral artery.
You're fucked.
You're fucked.
Yeah.
You're so fucked.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it's just...
In the best case, you're fucked.
If you were to walk into an ER with, like, gangrenous fucking entire arm.
It would be
up to your shoulder.
A big deal.
They would be like, we're probably gonna have to amputate.
Yeah, and immediately.
Immediately.
And you're gonna need a bunch of antibiotics
for months.
But yes, you're gonna be here for the next 5 or 6 months.
Yeah, we're admitting
this
you.
Is very bad.
I know. For half of a year. It's
okay.
Tamsin. It's a real bottom bitch.
She is.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Anyways. So another man by the name of Louis Kessberg, who was the guy that left the old man to die on the wagon train way before any of this bullshit happened, who was also kind of abusive to his wife.
Mm-hmm.
Not kind of, he was. He was left behind also because he refused to leave with the third rescue party.
Okay.
They're like, you should come with us. He's like, no, I don't want to. All
right, fine. Weird.
It's very weird.
Okay.
So the last...
He didn't feel good either. Maybe he was sick.
Oh, we'll get to that guy. Mm-hmm. So the last rescue mission included three of the Donner children, the last three that hadn't passed away, and the other two children, the oldest being 16.
Okay.
So this is the last rescue party to reach Truckee Lake in the winter of 1847.
There was 1847?
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was the late 1800s.
No, this is pre-Civil War, baby.
Ew.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait, did you think it was late 1900s the entire time?
Probably. Mm-hmm. Yep. Because we talked about dates earlier in the day. I don't know. Because the truth is, none of it matters to me. 1840s to 1890s. What? I don't know. Long time ago.
Time is like a construct for me.
It is. Like, whatever. There was a different type of transportation.
Yeah, there's railroad.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. It's like horses and buggies, cars, airplanes. Eventually. I don't know. I just don't. If I haven't been there, I don't know it. Okay, I'm sorry. Like, just like, I don't claim to fucking know it. I was not there. I don't know what it's like. It all sounds terrible.
If it's good.
Yeah, okay.
Oh my God.
And yeah.
Okay.
No, the dates, not sure. I told you, the numbers don't stick. The stories matter, but like the numbers.
After
don't
episode,
stick.
Like this is episode 32. It should technically be in my brain that you just don't get dates, but I keep doing it. You know, I'm not doing it for you, I'm doing it for everyone else out there.
Okay, so it's in the 1840s.
1847. I'm a woman of the people.
I think the dates are important. It's just that, like, it doesn't register to me because I wasn't there, so that makes no difference.
All right, you ready for another date?
Yeah, I am. Yeah.
Okay. On April 10th.
Oh, springtime. Okay, spring. Been a long time.
Has sprung. They told her. They're like, hey.
Dude, if she's still alive.
Anyways.
Okay, go on. On the edge of my seat.
A month after the last rescue mission, a salvage mission was sent up to Truckee Lake.
Yeah, okay.
The people who were salvaging this area were going to find any valuables to sell and then give some of the proceeds to the orphan children of the Donner Party.
Wow.
Okay. Not all, some.
Mm-hmm.
It's gross.
I mean, it's not charity.
It's not charity, but...
It's capitalism. This is the West, baby. We're all here to make some money.
It's so fucked.
Mm-hmm.
Like, not...
There's got to be stuff up there, like, personal.
Yeah. I mean, you really should go back to Reno.
Sure, whenever they like, start dumping everything.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it'd probably been picked over by then.
Probably. You're right. It's just gross.
Yeah.
Like, let's go up there and get their things. And maybe we'll give some money to the kids.
Well, yeah.
Gross.
No, I don't like totally. It.
So, at the Donner camp, not much was found except for the body of George Donner, who had only died a few days later.
Of course.
Due to his infection.
Yep. As predicted.
Yeah. The infection finally did its thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, when the salvage group reaches the cabins at Truckee Lake, they find Louis Kessberg.
Okay.
Alive.
Sure. One more month.
He claims that the two others left behind, a woman named Miss Murphy, that's the only thing I could find, just like Miss Murphy.
Okay.
And Tamsin Donner had both died of natural causes, and he only consumed them out of necessity. This is spring now. Like, you can find some flower buds or something to eat, right?
But it's been a number of weeks.
Yeah, so...
Gross. The, so gross. Okay, go on.
The salvage group found this suspicious because George Donner's pistols were close by.
Okay, like, as they ought to be.
Along with cash stored away from the various families that Louis Kessberg had, like, kept.
Oh, so maybe he wanted to stick around for a reason.
And there was also a pot of human flesh being cooked at the time.
Yeah, okay.
So, after being threatened to be lynched by the salvage party...
Wow.
Louis Kessberg claims that he only stored the money away because Tamsin Donner asked him to for her children. But, like, so this guy, he sounds like a piece of shit. Like, he beat his wife. He left that old man to die. He's, like, he doesn't have a good track record, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you were looking at this in, like, through, like, a true mind scope, you'd be like, he's probably not the person you want to be left on a mountain pass with,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
With a gun. This guy, to me, gives Rasputin vibes.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Right?
I don't know if it's just, like, the camera of the time, but, like, do you know some people make, there's, like, internet lore about people with really blue eyes?
Oh, right.
He looks like he does have scary blue eyes. Yeah. I don't know if he does.
Like, eyes without pigment, almost.
Yeah, or just, like, icy and scary.
Icy is a good word.
Mm-hmm. But icy blue eyes are beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
On a woman and a man, but I think some people are freaked out by them.
Really?
On the internet.
It seems like something that, like, maybe if you were in Salem witch trial era, you might be considered a witch if you had, like, those type of eyes.
Possibly.
Yeah, totally.
Anyway, I don't know if he actually has blue eyes, but it looks like he's very light eyes from that.
He does. Photo. Yes. Yeah. You're not wrong. But so everyone's like, you killed at least Tamsin Donner, if not the other woman too, to eat her.
Tamsin.
Yeah, so Tamsin dies. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, to answer your question earlier.
Yeah, I was hoping she was alive.
Yeah, me too. But unfortunately, she stuck around. And
but her kids survived.
Her kids survived. But
so there might be some Donner children.
Yeah. Louis Kessberg is the last person alive up there.
Yeah, that fucking cunt bitch.
He probably murdered and ate Tamsin Donner.
Yeah, and he's like, yeah, I can collect.
Yeah.
At this point.
He's like, I'm going to grab everyone's money at this mm-hmm. point. Because it's spring. He's like, I can probably get out of here quickly.
Yeah, if I can survive just a few more weeks.
Yeah.
Then
yeah.
I can have all this.
All this cash.
And the story and...
Yeah.
I don't know if they're thinking about that the press is probably not what it once was. But maybe it is. It's maybe. Like history is history. Like,
gossip is gossip.
Exactly.
And true crime has always been a thing.
Yes, and newspapers will always...
And yeah.
You can create a whole new life out west.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Of the 87 souls that were part of the Donner Party, 48 survived.
Wow.
The Reed and Breen families were the only ones that remained intact.
Wow, okay.
Wow. Yeah, I know. The fact that any of the families remained intact was crazy to me.
That's true.
Those two remained intact.
And like one guy.
Yeah, James Reed.
And he wasn't there.
He wasn't there.
And his family still managed to survive. Yeah. They had a small family, or they were like the right age, or good genes, or...
Who the fuck knows, honestly.
Luck. Maybe all of it.
Just blind-ass luck.
Wow, okay.
So most of the Murphy family had died. The Donner, Franklin, and Graves children were all orphaned.
Oh, no. So many orphans.
A lot of orphans. Ugh. The only animals to reach California were three mules from the party.
The mules. Okay. Yep. Yeah. Sure.
Poor little donkeys. The others had either perished or were consumed, obviously. The Reed family settled in San Jose and took in two of the Donner children.
Aww.
I think Jacob Donner's kids, specifically. George and Tamsin's children were taken in by an older couple in California.
Wow. Okay.
So at least together. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Their mama could have been with them. That is crazy.
It's so, that's, yeah. Like, okay. She could have gone with them.
Mm-hmm.
But she stayed behind for...
Yeah.
It's, like, I don't want to say selfish. It's just...
I don't know. You know, you really... I would just be very curious to know, like, what was the...
What was the logic in her brain at that moment? I mean, me too. Like, on the next plane, being like, girl, what were you thinking?
Yeah, really, what was it?
Yeah, like, why did you think you had to stay with him?
Maybe she really loved him.
I mean, she probably did, but you also love your kids, right?
I don't know.
The accounts of what had happened up in those mountains were recounted in various news articles, magazines, and gossip.
Yeah, like it word got around, yeah.
Yeah.
Because it was obvious, like, they found bones. It was, like, obvious for the people that were rescuing that, like, some shit had went down. I mean,
even, like, people from the Forlorn Hope Party, they were, like, very candid about what happened. They're like, we ate people up there because we had to. And I think the part of that was because they really were trying to emphasize how dire the situation was and how, like, much a rescue was needed.
Yeah.
Because remember, like, there was that 1846 Mexican-American War. They're like, hey, like, I know this is happening, but there's people up here that are, like, about to cannibalize other humans because they have nothing to eat.
And, like, yeah. We got to get on this real quick.
Yeah, we got to go save them. This is
worth it.
And, you know, it's just... It's time. It's sensationalized so much. Because, I mean, we're talking about Syl. Like, it's a crazy fucking story. It seems like the only survivor to receive significant negative backlash of cannibalism was Lewis Kessberg.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Everyone else was like...
So they turned on him. They had a bad vibe about him. Like, they had a bad vibe. They clearly read the situation for whatever reason.
Right. I think so.
Because, like, people were being eaten.
Yeah.
Already. So whatever they discovered or found, there's something was off with this guy.
Yeah. I think that's it. So there was, like, a lot of, like, talk about how there was, like, this dark shadow over him because... It, like, there was this rumor that he almost, like, preferred the taste of human meat.
Okay.
I think specifically because he was even still cannibalizing people.
When he didn't have to?
In the spring, when he didn't necessarily have to.
Maybe it was easiest.
I mean, yeah, but, like, at that point...
So, like, there was foraging and...
There was foraging.
Hunting, like...
There was hunting and stuff, but, like...
Maybe he didn't have the resources. It was like, you know what, let me just...
Maybe he was just fucking lazy.
Yeah, it might have been just the easiest solution.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think that's part of the...
And we've already been doing it.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm.
That's one more person.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'd imagine a lot.
Listen, it's not for me to decide.
It's not. It's not for us to decide. We've never been in this situation.
No, in the universe.
I don't want to judge. Mm-mm. I'm never going to... I won't judge.
Someone or something someday will or has.
Yeah.
Maybe it's karma.
Yeah. Isabella Breen was the last survivor of the Donner Party to pass away. She was 1 year old during the winter of 1846 to 1847. And she passes away in 1935.
Oh, she was the last living in 1935. Where did she die? Do you know?
I don't know. I think California, really? Probably.
Mm. Yeah, you go all that way. You go through all that trouble.
You go through all of that. You stay in California.
Mm-hmm. It's beautiful. Yeah. It's a beautiful place.
I mean, I probably wouldn't go anywhere else. It'd be cool to see California that era, too. Without all the, you know.
Stunning. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Stunning.
Right. Just the coast and the trees and, yeah, all of it.
If you get that far, yeah. And those old growth forests and stuff. Beautiful.
Donner Memorial State Park is established in 1927. It has multiple monuments of where the cabins were at the lake, which also include a rock with a bronze plaque of, like, when we're, like, this, the cabins, like, maybe, like, stoves or chimneys were.
Mm-hmm.
This is the last existing thing of these cabins
up
at the lake. And there's also a bronze statue that is looking west towards Donner Pass that has a plaque that says, virile, to risk and find, kindly withal, and of ready help, facing the brunt of fate, indomitable, unafraid.
Okay.
And that is the Donner Party.
Damn. 50% chance of survival in this group, roughly.
It's not good.
Mm-mm.
All because of that fucking cutoff.
Yeah. It was a mistake.
It was a huge, monumentous mistake.
Yeah, and then they had opportunities to correct.
Yeah.
And they didn't, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. You make choices.
You make choices. Sometimes they're real bad.
Yeah.
Real bad.
Yikes. But the choice to leave, for a group of people to leave and like go get help,
yeah,
is usually a good one. A scouting
totally,
party.
Totally, like a scouting party.
Mm-hmm.
It was weird to me that the scouting party included a child.
But you said he was like 15 or something?
He's 12.
I don't know, maybe that's like pretty healthy. And
I mean, like a 12-year-old like, at that time was probably like married with three kids or something.
He might have been like a solid 17.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? In modern day times.
Right, yeah. You're not wrong.
14 or 15 maybe.
Yeah,
just
yeah.
Like a real...
I just like imagine my nephew right now is 11.
Mm. Yeah, my niece is 12. Yeah, it's a like, lot of...
Like, would I send her else?
I don't trust it.
No. No. I'm going to go. You stay here.
Yeah, I don't know.
So, like, time is different, for sure. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's almost...
I would like to imagine he was, like, a wood-chopping kind of 12-year-old.
Right. Right. A farm boy.
But still, it's his child.
Yeah, he just...
They're going to be stressed. They're going to cry. Like...
He was also eaten.
Terrible.
He died. So... Mm. It's a wild, wild fucking tale.
Okay, the Donner Party. My goodness.
Yeah.
Did it.
I did it.
You did it.
That was 12 pages of notes.
Ma'am.
Yeah. So.
Thank you. We're all very hungry now, I'm sure. I'll be thinking right. about this later. Anyway, where did you get a lot of your research?
Most of my research?
Yeah, I'd like to just, I've never asked you that before, but I'm like, where do you source this from? Like, what was the most helpful for you to like.
So usually how I do my research is. I go to YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
And I find a video.
Yeah.
And I use the video as like a base.
An outline. Sure.
And then like I kind of like type as like I'm watching the video, right? And then I go in and I read like other articles.
Okay.
So sort to of, like kind of like supplement.
Wow.
To yeah, be she's pulling sources, the initial. Yeah. Pulling sources. I usually get like at least five.
Yeah.
That's the
okay
research
what was,
basis.
Did you have a favorite?
For this one, actually... So, I think I've talked about Ghost Files on this podcast.
Probably.
It's these two guys. One of them doesn't believe in ghosts at all. The other guy is like a very big believer. They also have a show on YouTube called Puppet History. Where it reminds me a lot of Drunk History.
Mm-hmm.
Where they, like, it's like a puppet. They call him the professor. And he tells you, like, a historical story.
Okay. Yeah, the puppet's the narrator.
Yeah, yeah. Like, the puppet's a narrator. Then they have, like, kind of like a little game throughout the episode as well. Where they're trying to guess, like, certain questions and stuff. And, yeah, they did the Donner Party.
Okay.
And so I watched that first. That's what sparked it.
Okay.
It's entertaining. Mm-hmm. It's truly, like, puppet history. I mean, there's, like, I think, like, 5 or 6 seasons. It's really funny. I don't know. It's just like stupid and kooky and dumb. If you liked Drunk History, I think you'd also like Puppet History. So, or,
okay.
Yeah, that's what it's called. So, yeah, that's usually how it goes.
Awesome.
But, yeah, thanks for listening.
Yeah.
Sorry for the bummer.
Yes, I am deeply bummed. Thanks.
But you know what? Thank God we're living in 2024.
It is something to be grateful for.
Because we can get Postmates.
Yes. Yes, and we can get quickly from one side of the country to another.
We can fly a plane. Mm-hmm. Or we can't. I mean, someone else can fly it, but we can ride in it.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully.
Unharmed. We've got trains, planes, and automobiles that help us now.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. And the movie. So.
Anyway, well, thank you.
Yeah. We will see you next week for another episode. The last episode before this one is the last episode before Halloween season.
Okay.
I will be insufferable and Halloween. I will have to endure.
Cool. No, I'm here for it. Yeah. Love it.
But then, yeah, until next time,
stay grimly curious. Thank you so much for listening. Music by Alex Kingston and Adam McKinnon.
For podcast photos and updates, follow us on Instagram and TikTok at Grimly Podcast.
Be sure to rate and review, and we will see you next week for another episode. Bye, bitch.
's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.